Welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Today we are going to be talking to a senior fellow at the Cato Institute and former vice president of the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas, Jerry O'Driscoll, on the Federal Reserve's fiscal policy. Plus, our power pundit panel with Mike Bosma, Chris Wicker, and Liz McMiniman next on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Mitt Romney. He won't reveal what's in his taxes, and he won't tell you what he'd do to yours. To pay for huge new tax breaks for millionaires like him, Romney would have to raise taxes on the middle class. $2,000 for a family with children, says a nonpartisan report. You could lose the deduction for your home mortgage, college tuition, health care. How much would you pay? Romney just won't say.
Business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Gerald O'Driscoll, who we're very lucky to have here in Reno, Nevada, a resident here. Jerry is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute and also former vice president of the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas. Now, Jerry, over the last few days, we've heard a lot about QE3, quantitative easing, and the Fed, Ben Bernanke, saying we're going to buy another $40 billion a month in these troubled mortgage assets. Can you tell us, I mean, that we've heard about, is this monetary policy or are we moving into the realm of fiscal policy with the Fed? Can you tell us what that means to the normal person?
Yes, well, normally when you direct funds to a sector or a purpose or a project, it's an appropriation. It's fiscal policy. So if you want to, if Congress thinks it needs to help out an industry or something, it has to appropriate money. It's a recorded vote. But the Fed is, by its monetary policy, actually conducting fiscal policy at the same time. In this case, directing funds into the back into the housing sector, which we all know was overbuilt, overblown, and a boom, and then it had a bust. And by doing this, the Fed is redirecting credit from productive areas of the economy back into the housing sector, which in most parts of the country is still overbuilt, certainly in our part of the country.
Certainly in the state of Nevada.
Yes.
Now, we've heard some people say this is a repudiation of Obamanomics. Then you have other people say, no, this is Ben Bernanke trying to help Barack Obama out here. Do you have a theory on this?
Well, I have a theory. He's trying. I mean, it certainly seems like he's trying to help out the broader Obama policies, and having to do it this way means that they weren't able to succeed on their own. So I guess the answer is yes to both.
Now, you know, we've been dealing with this housing crisis for the last 4 years, mm-hmm. it seems, and, you know, we've gone through these cycles. The state of Nevada is still reeling from being overbuilt. In Las Vegas, I hear there's 100,000 empty homes. You drive around Reno, there's empty developments. Nationally, are they doing better than we are?
Well, many parts of the country are doing better than we are. Some of it has to do with the now much more difficult foreclosure procedure in Nevada. And I'm not saying that there wasn't a reason this was done. There were abuses going on. But in states like California, in which the foreclosure process is quick and efficient, they bottomed out along in most parts of California, or many parts. They bottomed out long ago, like the Bay Area and like Los Angeles, the greater Los Angeles area. And now they're kind of starting back up again. Certainly prices are going back up again.
So we're seeing a boom in other parts of the country that we may not see here. And part of that's a state law that we did talk about that makes it a lot more difficult for banks to foreclose on people who haven't been paying their mortgage in the state of Nevada.
Yes, you know, people point to the fact that foreclosures are down, but this isn't necessarily good because that inventory is still out there. Eventually, those people, many of those people, will leave their homes, but the whole process is ground to a halt.
You know, one of the things that Ben Bernanke did talk about when he said we're gonna go out and put another $40 billion into these troubled assets is trying to get the unemployment rate back down. Mm-hmm. Do you think these kind of fiscal policies are going to be able to meet that goal?
Yes. I do not think they're going to meet that goal, but that's the goal. Bernanke said that he wanted to create construction jobs. Now, let's think about Nevada. 100,000 homes empty. Now, how are we going to create construction jobs in this state? And the broader issue is, does the Fed, by creating money, create jobs? And that's a totally discredited theory. It was discredited in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s that the Fed's actions by printing money can permanently create jobs. And if they did create jobs, they're creating, what, two-year jobs to build a house, and then what? We're back to where we were.
So we're not doing anything really to fix the fundamental issues in our economy today.
Neither in the state nor in the nation. None of this does that.
You know, it's really fascinating because you talk to people and they say, look, the stock market's up. It's back to its pre-recession levels. Mm-hmm. You know, we saw unemployment. It was 2 points, you know, it ticked 0.2% down. But are those? Can we believe those numbers? Can we believe the stock market is at a pre-recession high today, and that unemployment's actually going down, or are things worse than the numbers would say?
It's hard to explain how the stock market could be at the pre-recession high when we have 8% unemployment, and then if you factor in all of the people who are underemployed, that is, they're working part-time and they want to work full-time, or they're working in a job that's much different than their skill set. An accountant is waiting tables, just to pick an example that's not absurd. It would have been absurd 4 years
sure.
ago.
A lot of college graduates.
Oh, almost half the college graduates haven't been able to really find a job, and many of them are living at home. If you take all that, then the people that have dropped out, some estimates put the true unemployment rate closer to 20%. Now, the stock market near at its previous peak, and that kind of situation, we really haven't had a recovery in this country.
All right, we are going to be right back with Jerry O'Driscoll on Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Chad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Gerald O'Driscoll, who is a senior fellow with the Cato Institute, former vice president of the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas, and now a Nevadan. Jerry, we talked in the previous segment about printing more money. We look at oil prices that are going up. We look at commodity prices going up. The dollar getting weaker. What happens when we print more money?
Well, that's what happens when we print more money. We have some prices start rising, not all at once, not every price. Commodity prices are often the first to rise. And here's part of why I'm not sanguine about this policy. First of all, this is the third try on it. It's certainly buoyed the stock market, but it hasn't brought that unemployment rate down. And I don't believe that if you do something twice and fail, that the third time is a charm. But it will cause things like oil prices, gasoline prices, food prices to rise. We're facing a big problem next year because of the drought with food prices anyway. So, okay, where's the prosperity that's going to come out of this? Higher food prices, higher energy prices. This is not a recipe for prosperity.
You know, and you look at gas prices, and that's something that everybody notices. You know, we heard a lot about peak oil and about supply and demand, and of course, you know, unrest in the Middle East. When you have that, that does explain a lot of these commodity prices going up. But most people don't relate it to the value of the dollar, and barrels of oil are valued on dollars.
Yes, barrels of oil, commodities generally are valued in dollars, and if you print more dollars, odds are they're going to go up. Now, we have a strange confluence. We have a slowing in the global economy, so some of the like base metal prices are weak, but energy prices are up. That's bizarre. Part of it, as you say, is unrest in the Middle East, but part of it is this money creation.
Let's talk about inflation, because inflation's kind of this big bugaboo. The Fed has said, hey, we're going to keep interest rates the same level until 2015. Now, from one sense, that's good to have some stability to be able to predict, you know, what the interest rates are going to be over the next few years. But are we just kind of putting off the inevitable pain?
Well, we are. We're going to. I don't know if we're putting it off. We're going to have pain in the form of higher prices. If you read that document carefully, the statement of the Federal Open Market Committee, basically.
See, I couldn't read that. I think, you know, I appreciate you being on here because I don't think a lot of our viewers are going to read that either, and you can summarize it easily for them.
Well, I'll translate it. It says we're going for broke and we're not going to worry about tomorrow.
Now, you know, it seems like these issues are complicated for, you know, presidents to talk about, for politicians to talk about when they're running for office. Do you think there's too much a glossing over of monetary policy, of fiscal policy, and it's either pro-stimulus or pro-cuts?
Well, yes, there's a lot of sloganeering, but the guy who's got it right is Paul Ryan. He said this is sugar rush monetary policy. We're going to get a high, stock market high, but, you know, sugar rush isn't nutritious, and down the road you've got to ingest what you need to ingest. What we need is growth-enhancing policies. This is not a growth-enhancing policy.
Now, in January, there's the fiscal cliff, and you saw another downgrade last week by Moody's of our credit rating. Didn't get a lot of press as it did a few years ago.
No.
But it seems that this fiscal cliff that's coming, where, you know, there's going to be a tremendous amount of cuts, possibly. There's also going to be a tremendous amount of tax increases. Now, you know, people will say Bill Clinton was successful because of that, because he cut government and because you did have tax increases, so you were able to get more revenue. Do you think we're going to have that same Clinton-esque boon to the economy this time?
No, and I would underline the word possibly. Right now, the problem is no one knows what next year's tax code is going to be. If you're in the defense contracting business, you don't know whether you have a contract next year or not. And people don't invest with that kind of uncertainty. In fact, in the case of some of these defense contractors, they can't afford to bet their existence that things will go back to the way they were, the way they are now. So they're actually laying people off, the beginning of the process of laying people off.
Now, we also hear about the new taxes that are kind of come about. You know, what is it, a 3.8% tax on
investment income.
Investment income on real estate transactions. Do you think there is going to be a rush before the end of the year to go and take some profits and try to get some of that money because of that uncertainty?
You know, I've been surprised there hasn't been already, but I certainly think there will be the closer we get to that date. People always try to do something this year if it's not taxed, and not wait till next year when it is taxed.
Now, I hate to ask you to do this because I know, you know, people don't like to make the predictions, but let's say we have Barack Obama second term. We know that November. What happens to the stock market? What happens to the general direction of the economy compared to a Romney victory?
Oh, I don't know. That's hard to price in, and that's hard to know. Part of it being that we don't really know what Barack Obama is going to do in his second term. Is he going to fix this fiscal cliff? Or is he going to make a deal with the Congress? What's the Congress going to be? Is he going to make a deal with the Congress not to have this sudden hike in taxes, cut in expenditure, what's called sequestration, or is he just going to let it happen? The market seems to be betting that there's going to be a deal, and I'm not so convinced. When I talk, and when you look at what a deal would take, it's hard to see how it's going to happen.
All right, Mr. O'Driscoll, thank you very much. We're going to be right back with our Power Pundit panel on Nevada Newsmakers.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
When your garage door doesn't work, you really have a problem. That's why Thompson Garage Doors offers a 40-point service plan for your garage door. Thompson will check the safety of the springs on your garage door. They'll check the hinges and rollers. They'll make sure your garage door opener is working properly. They'll even change the batteries and light bulbs. Why wait until you have a problem with your garage door? Have your garage door serviced by the experts you can trust at Thompson Garage Doors.
Most Nevadans don't have an extra $6,400 in their piggy bank, but under Dean Heller's Medicare plan, that's how much you're going to need. Heller voted twice to take away Medicare's guaranteed benefits, turning it into a voucher program, a plan that a nonpartisan research institute says would increase seniors' costs by $6,400 a year. Heller would then use his Medicare cuts to give millionaires another massive tax cut. With Dean Heller, you're going to need a lot bigger piggy bank. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
It's time to stand up to the cheaters and make sure we protect jobs for the American people.
Mitt Romney, tough on China? Romney's companies were called pioneers in shipping U.S. manufacturing jobs overseas. He invested in firms that specialized in relocating jobs to low-wage countries like China. Even today, part of Romney's fortune is invested in China. Romney's never stood up to China. All he's done is send them our jobs.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Obama promised.
If your family making less than $250,000 a year, my plan will not raise your taxes.
Untrue. Middle-class Americans face a huge tax increase because of Obamacare. Now Obama claims Mitt Romney will raise middle-class taxes. Also untrue. Romney's plan lowers middle-class tax rates by 20%. Barack Obama. Dishonest on taxes because he's failed on jobs. Crossroads GPS is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are back for our Power Pundit panel. We have to my right Liz McMiniman, Vice President with the Retail Association of Nevada, Chris Wicker, spokesman for the Washoe County Democratic Party, and Mike Bosma, who is a CPA and host of Bosma on Business, which you can hear on News Talk 780 KOH. all right, video camera. Somebody kind of serendipitously had a video camera with Mother Jones magazine into a Mitt Romney private fundraiser, and they got a tape of him saying, look, 47% of the people out there are going to be with President Obama. These are people who are dependent on the government. They don't respond to my low tax message. They're going to be with him. I have to make my case to the other 53% of the people. Chris, I'm going to give you your first shot at Governor Romney on this.
Well, what he said was even more shocking than what you described. He said that 47% of Americans feel like they're entitled to food, housing, medical care, et cetera, et cetera. And this is Romney talking to his buddies, basically writing off 47% of Americans. And it's just totally false. I mean, there are some Americans dependent upon government aid, but not 47%.
Well, by any means. I think 47%.
A lot of those 47% are elderly people that aren't required to pay taxes anyway.
But I mean, 47% is the number that the tax found. I don't think anybody's really quibbling over that number.
What you're talking about are income taxes. These 47% pay all kinds of other taxes, and the reason they don't pay taxes is a lot of them are old enough that they don't have the income to pay taxes, and a lot of them make such a paltry salary that they don't have to pay
so
taxes.
So is Governor Romney wrong to say that his low tax message isn't going to resonate with those people?
Well, I think that's probably true. But I think that there's a lot of other messages in this campaign. But for Governor Romney to write off 47% of Americans because they're dependents, they feel like they're victims, they feel like they're entitled, to me, that's a shocking, disgusting comment.
I'm not sure I necessarily disagree with the governor.
Oh, no, a lot of conservatives love what he said.
Well, Mike? Well, you know, as a CPA, you know, I've had people come in off the radio show and say, I want you to look at my taxes. And I know I'm overpaying my taxes. And I say, well, guess what? You're one of the 47%. You don't pay any taxes. And then they're like, oh, but I feel like I'm paying a lot of taxes. Well, you're having FICA and Medicare withheld from your check, but that's insurance. Or unless you talk to the Supreme Court, then it's taxes. So, you know, it's just one of those things that people, it's kind of that double entendre where on the one hand, people really feel like they're paying a lot, even if they're not. And so that 47%, you know, do I agree you should write off anybody? Well, no. But on the other hand, is it probably pretty accurate that there's a disenchanted amount of Americans out there that really aren't plugged into the system? Yes.
Or are too plugged into the system.
I guess what I would say, though, Paul, is I think by and large, and I spent a week down in Occupy Wall Street last year and talked to a lot of...
Have you got the smell of patchouli off your clothes yet?
Finally, I just actually had to recycle those. But you know, one of the things that I found was, you know, really what people want is a fair shake. And I think if we talk about that and just giving everybody the opportunity to make their own way, I think that's really what's going to resonate for Romney.
Liz, do you think there are a lot of people out there who kind of feel that they are victimized by the system and that their only way to survive is by getting a government handout?
Well, I think there are a percentage of people who feel that way. I don't think that it's the large percentage, and I don't think that 47% necessarily believe that they're all victims. I believe that there are a percentage of them. And unfortunately, you know, sad to say, reality, you know, I know some comments are disgusting, but sad to say, there are some people within our society that have become many generations now believing that we owe them something, or that, you know, because they're one thing or another, for some reason they've been treated terribly. So, you know, I have a problem with that, but going back to the 47%, I agree with you, Mike. I think that while we necessarily don't want to talk about and share things out in the public, I think in this day and age, a lot more will be shared in the public, and it might be disgusting to talk about, but 47% are the people that voted for Obama in the first place.
Well Romney thought it was such a terrible statement, he immediately called a press conference trying to say, well, perhaps I inelegantly worded it, and what I meant to say is that
he said it was inelegant or inartful or whatever term he used, but he did stand by what he said. It's not like he backed away from that and said,
he tried to twist it and say, well, what I really meant is that under Obama, more people are dependent on government aid, which is true as a reason of our great financial recession. But he didn't try to say again that he was
nationalized our health care system, quasi-nationalized our health care system.
That's such nonsense. That's a whole other show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a whole other show.
Yeah, can't go there.
let's go there.
But actually, I think the real pay, I mean, I grew up very humble means, and I would say one of the best things that actually under President Clinton really tightened up welfare reform and really made people accountable for their own actions, and I think that created a real rebirth of the lower class into saying, hey, we have something of significant value to add, and I believe that to my core. So I would not write them off, but I would definitely empower them, and which really means it really starts with you have to stop unemployment, and nobody's talking about that.
All right, Liz, real quick, just end it.
I totally agree with Mike, and I think that. Yes, you can't write these people off. And I think if we give a large percentage of that 47% that Romney talked about, we give them the tools to come out of this mindset that they've been in for so long and teach them to take care of themselves, maybe, just maybe, we will see a big turnaround. But there are some who like to keep them on that voter base. And
you can't get
keep
much
them
worse.
All right. All right. We will be right back. Nevada Newsmakers.
My fellow Nevadans, the doors of democracy are wide open. This year, you can register to vote online at registertovotenv.gov. All you need is 5 minutes, your DMV-issued ID to register online. Together, we can lift this great state to the top floor.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Holly.
Are you working on that elevator speech again, Ross?
You never know who you're going to run into.
The online deadline is October 6th.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. Because to us, people care is every bit as important. So we're constantly striving to offer the best possible customer service in the business.
For example, we do something that no one else does. We'll give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly. And I mean perfectly. If not, we'll make it right. We promise.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever evergreen.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
If you've been injured on the job, stop. You need an attorney who focuses only on workers' compensation law. Choosing the right attorney can have a big impact on your case. Work Comp is all we do. Get the experience you need to receive the compensation you're entitled to. If you've been hurt on the job, stop. Get the help you need from an attorney who fights for injured workers every day. Call attorney Jay Short now at 786-2006 for a free consultation.
Coming up tomorrow on Nevada Newsmaker, Sam is going to be in Las Vegas talking to Pat Mulroy, who runs the Southern Nevada Water Authority. That's tomorrow on Nevada Newsmakers. Thank you for watching and listening.